Parshas Devarim is always Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos right before Tisha B'Av, which by conventional halacha we're supposed to have less simcha during that Shabbos than the other Shabbosos of the year. It's always worked out that way. So even when in Chutz La'aretz they're a week behind in their landing, so they make sure to catch up. That, you know, it's universal that the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av is Parshas Devarim, right? And we have to understand why. Right, the truth is, a allusion to Tisha B'Av, very clear allusion to Tisha B'Av, appears in Parshas Devarim, because in Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu rebukes the Jewish people for their different sins that they did over the 40 years. So amongst the things they rebukes him for is the fact that, the Jewish people really wanted the judges. They really didn't want to be under Moshe Rabbeinu exclusively. They wanted the whole judicial system of all the judges in between, you know, that they can work with, right? And regarding how Moshe Rabbeinu had to resign himself, that he cannot, rule the Jewish people alone, as he would manage the Jewish people alone. So he refers to it as Eicha Esa Levadi Torchachem Maschem. How can I carry myself, the great pain that is involved in taking care of you, right? Carrying you and settling all your fights, right? So he appointed the judges, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu rebukes him over there and says that, you wanted it because you thought maybe the judges might be able to manipulate more than me. Things along those lines. But, the opening line of how Moshe Rabbeinu, lays into them on this issue is Eicha Esa Levadi Torchachem Maschem Rivchem. Eicha, using the same, verb as is Megillas Eicha, the whole Book of Lamentations all starts with Eicha, it's a lashon of mourning, right? And indeed, you have to understand that the fact that we were resigned to live without Moshe Rabbeinu, go into Eretz Yisrael without Moshe Rabbeinu, and even within the desert itself, the fact that we wouldn't be under Moshe Rabbeinu directly, there's a sense of Corbin, a sense of destruction over there. And to explain, because Moshe Rabbeinu represents, God himself, Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono, the divine presence speaks through his mouth. He's called Ishel King, the man of God. No human being has ever represented God the way Moshe Rabbeinu represents God. Right? His Nevuah is the Torah. What is the Torah if not his prophecies that he brought down from heaven? No other Navi's Nevuahs are on the level of Torah. So to have a separation from Moshe Rabbeinu is like having a separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like a form of Chorban. That's what the whole real tragedy behind Chorban HaBayis is, not the tremendous amount of physical and political displeasure for, the experience of a destruction. It's also more importantly, it actually is the essence of why it's a real tragedy that we continue to cry over, is because it's distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's distance from God. That's the real reason why we still cry about it. As far as something like being physically uncomfortable, it's like we could get over and get on with our lives. What hurts us about Churban HaBayis is the distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's an element of that in our having distance, and there's a barrier between us and Moshe Rabbeinu, even in the desert itself, let alone that in the end we didn't merit to take him into Eretz Yisrael with us. So that's the tragedy that's alluded to in Parshas Devarim that runs parallel to the tragedy that's commemorated later that week, in Tisha B'Av. But to go a little bit deeper and put a little bit of a more positive spin and a little bit of a message of hope, because the Haftarah of Chazon also we read in the tune of Eicha, that pasuk that we quoted before, Eicha Esel Vadi Tochachem Maschem Verivchem, that pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu says, we read it in Eicha tune, alluding to the coming up of Tisha B'Av, and that this runs parallel to Tisha B'Av for reasons that we just explained. All right, so also the whole Haftarah right, we read in a Echatun, except the last few psukim that end off with hope. Right, and always that's the way it is. You know, as much as Jewish people have been through a lot of hard times, we never lost our hope. And always, even when God Himself talks about, you know, impending tragedies that have to happen because of our sins, He always ends off with hope that it's not permanent. So here also, be befitting to find the message of hope also in this, this Metzius, right? That Parshas Devarim is always the parsha before Tisha B'av. Right. So something interesting about the whole Sefer Devarim, which is emphasized by the opening of Parshas Devarim. Right, Eila Devarim Asher Diber Moshe. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. Right. So the Medrash points out that wait a minute, Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Shmos tells God, Lo Ish Devarim, I'm not a man of words. And also over here, he's very verbose. Devarim Asher Diber Moshe. So Medrash says, look, before Torah was given, right, so he was, unable to speak, even regular speech, because he had a speech impediment, and certainly so the words of Torah, Chidushei Torah. But once Torah was given, so now he has Chidushei Torah, and together with having the gift of Torah, sorry, you can say Chidushei Torah, it's also his tongue was healed. But it's interesting that we'll point out that his tongue was healed only in Sefer Devarim, right? And all the other books that were written in course of the other 40 years, right? You know, Sefer Devarim is, opens up in the last 6 weeks of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, right? It's from Rosh Chodesh Shvat till the 7th of Adar, the last 5 weeks of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, right? So, he had already gotten Torah 50 days after he left Egypt. He had Torah for the last 39 plus years, right? So, we don't speak about how his tongue was healed earlier in the Chumash, even though he was Zochet Torah already earlier in the Chumash. So to further understand this Medrash, the Sfarim explain, right, that, if you take a look throughout the whole Sefer Devarim, it never says, Vayidaber Hashem or Moshe, no, God said to Moshe to tell over the Jewish people's fathers, as follows. Right? It never says that anywhere. It says, El Dor Shadi Moshe, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said, and Moshe Rabbeinu is always monologuing. It's his own words. It's his own words. Ela Dvar Asher Diber Moshe. Right? The Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis, right, that when Moshe Rabbeinu gives over the tochacha, the rebuke in the curses in Parshas Kisavo, so he inverts the order of whether, from the rebuke that's written in Parshas B'chukosai as to whether the heavens will be like iron and the earth will be like copper, or vice versa, the heavens like copper and the earth like iron. And the Gemara asks, why is the order inverted, in Parshas Kisavo? So Tochos Mishnah Torah Moshe Piatzmon Amram, right? The rebuke in Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu said it by on his own volition. To understand this, right? Sefer Devarim of Moshe Rabbeinu's Chidushei Torah that God told him to write down, right? Now, of course, again, there should be no mistake, right? Every word that is written in our Chumash, God told Moshe Rabbeinu to write that word. This word, write it. This word, write it, right? Except that, in Sefer Devarim, that's true, but God is saying, look, Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to write down these words that you had said. And God dictated him exactly which words to write down. So, of course, the entirety of the Chumash was dictated to Moshe by God, but the first four Chumashim is God is commanding Moshe Rabbeinu to write down now my words that I'm telling you. And, in Sefer Devarim, God commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to write down the following words that you had said, the following shmuzin, right, discourses and rebukes and things that you taught the Jewish people, write down this word that you said and that word that you said and that word that you said. So, of course, every word is written in Torah is by divine command by Moshe Rabbeinu, from God to Moshe Rabbeinu. Just that, Sefer Devarim, God is commanding Moshe to write his own words and telling him which of his own words to write. So the other four Chumashim are God's words in Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth. Right? Sefer Devarim is like Moshe Rabbeinu's Chidushei Torah that God commanded him down to the letter which ones to write in the Chumash. but it's God commanding Moshe Rabbeinu to write down words that were originally his Chidushei Torah. It's called his words. So really the first four Chumashim aren't his words, they're God's words in his mouth. And over here, God is commanding him to write his own words. Now that this that you said, I command you to write this word. And that word that you said, I command you to write that word. Now, so of course, every word is being written by divine command, but those words were originally Moshe Rabbeinu's Chidushei Torah. They said out of his own volition. They said by his own initiative, it was his own chidushim. So those are truly called his words that God is commanding him down to how even how to spell it, to write down. Right, clear. If God is commanding him how to write, even how to spell it, but what God is commanding him to write down to the actual spelling is words that Moshe Rabbeinu originally said as his chidushim Torah. Right? So that means that there's a transition in Sefer Dvarim that the first four books are it's just God speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth. And in Sefer Dvarim is that God is endorsing Moshe Rabbeinu's Kedusha Torah and telling him to write them, down to even how to spell each word. Right. But that represents a shift in Torah, right? That this is the emergence of the power of Chidushei Torah, right? The man has the power, Moshe Rabbeinu brings this power to the Jewish people, the power for man to be Mechadish Torah, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was the only prophet ever that could say in the name of God what the halacha is. Ever since Moshe Rabbeinu, the din is lo b'shamayim hi, Torah is not in heaven, and a Navi who comes and says, God told me to tell you that this is the halacha, you don't have to hear anymore to kill that Navi, he's a Navi Sheker, he's a false prophet, because God doesn't send halacha, right? Decisions in Jewish law, God does not send through prophecy. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one, and since Moshe Rabbeinu, you have a question in the law, lo b'shamayim, you can't get the answer through prophecy, you're going to have to sit in the Beis Medrash and figure out the answer with the Midrash Hatorah Nidreshes Bahem and with your Svara, with logic, with research, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chorban of not having him amongst us, right? That's the distance from God, that when you're with Moshe Rabbeinu, you can hear directly from God the halacha. And after Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no prophet that could ever do that. Right? So that's a tremendous chorban, but we're not being left high and dry. Right? Right? God is, being magdim refula maka, that before God is taking Moshe Rabbeinu away from us. So he commands Moshe Rabbeinu to write Sefer Dvarim, and in giving us Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us the power to say our Chidushei Torah and keep Torah alive, keep Torah relevant, have access to always pull out the answers from Torah, right? And that's the beauty that, even after we lost the Sanhedrin, which is the governing body of Torah, right? Mm-hmm. After we lost even after the abolishment of the Sanhedrin, we were still able to write the Mishnah and write the Talmud and keep the Torah going and keep it perpetually relevant to all times and, perpetually pull out of it answers to new problems that arise. That gift comes from Sefer Dvarim, that before Moshe Rabbeinu leaves us, he gives us the gift of Sefer Dvarim, which is the power to find Torah within ourselves, to Mechadish Chidushei Torah. And that's part of the tragic Tishbah, of a Kohen V'Navi Beis Shem, we no longer have a prophet, we no longer have a Navi, right? We no longer have a Kohen. And of course with the Chorban HaBayis also made it impossible to pull together a Sanhedrin again. But still the power of Torah is within us, even though we don't have these external bodies that used to be the embodiment of Torah, right? But still the power of Torah is with us and carry with us through the Golus, and it's going to give us the power to get out of Golus and go back to Eretz Yisrael. This is the gift of Sefer Dvarim. This is the Refuah Kodem Lamaka, and this is the positive aspect of the secret that we read Sefer Dvarim before Tisha B'Av.